So the next one that I wanted to talk about was B8. So we're under commercial now, and we're at drive-in restaurants, which are shown as a conditional use.
Yeah.
Drive-in restaurants are not kind of traditional New England village type of development. And, you know, you've got drive-in restaurants permitted by right in three other zones in town. I'm just trying to reconcile the idea or how you would envision a drive-in restaurant potentially fitting even by conditional use permit in this village area.
It wouldn't accommodate what we talked about last week, 2 weeks ago, would it?
Not permitted.
Not to me. Yeah, but if you guys have a vision for what might.
No, I'm not looking for a McDonald's stuck down between you and me.
So I guess I would recommend that we strike that C. Okay.
Wait a minute, I think that you wanted to have a drive-through, didn't you, over in your barn?
Yeah. If I want to go to McDonald's, I'll go to Hook's.
The rest of the uses on the commercial side, I'm looking specifically at 1 through 7, I think do seem generally consistent with a village type of use. I mean, I don't see anything there that catches my eye as being out of character with a New England rural village, but drive-in restaurant did. But it sounds like there's consensus. We'll just strike that C off of there.
Right.
Plumbing and heating, yeah, that's all in there.
Yeah, watch out for that one.
So then the next one I flagged was in C. C5. Administrative offices, data processing centers, and laboratories.
Mm.
Those are three very different things that are kind of compiled in that line item. A data processing center, I don't think would be, you know, anything that would fit probably in a New England rural village context, and probably a laboratory either. Data processing centers tend to be pretty large square footage buildings.
Right. Yeah. However, within the village district, are we going as far down as the mall over here? Or are we stopping just before
post
that?
The post office and the courthouse.
The post office, okay. Because I was going to say, I know out in Winchester when I was working down there, they have a mall like that, and it's all data processing, and you wouldn't even know it.
Right. But a lot of them data processes are
smaller operations too.
Well, a lot of them are now going to the cloud anyways, and things like that. But Nate might have a good point, though, because if, like Brian said, if we're looking at this smaller area over here to try to keep the village district look, it's only a slight distance to go over into the commercial industrial zone over there, which would probably be more appropriate to anything of that size. Because I think the intention was in here was that looking at administrative offices, data processing centers, and laboratories, that the thought was maybe it was just small operations, like maybe an insurance company or something like that. But when you do get to see some of these places that are big facilities, administrative offices, you know, you're talking 2-3-story buildings and things like that, that we definitely don't want to disallow in Candia. But I don't think it would be good to have
what did we put in there for? We put in square footages for buildings last 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, 10,000 square feet is. So realistically, you wouldn't be able to do probably a laboratory or a larger data processing center with that square footage anyway.
A benchmark there. So is that something that if somebody came in, they had a really small operation, they're only going to use 5,000, would we allow it then, as long as it met everything else, or what?
So the one, I think that's a good question, and worthy of the board's discussion. Do you see that type of use being, you know, you've got, so the reason I flag this one in particular is A, administrative offices, I'm not entirely sure how you interpret the difference between administrative office in an industrial and transportation context, which is where this is listed. And, you know, when I think of offices, I tend to think of the business and professional offices that you have in section B, which you've already allowed by right. So what type of offices, you know, that go beyond the business and professional offices that are already allowed by right previously, do you envision in this industrial and transportation context? I guess that's what's throwing me off, is it's in an industrial category here.
I personally don't think it's appropriate.
I agree,
You've already allowed it, that same use, permitted by right in four other zones.
Yeah, we're good.
So it's not like it's, you know.
End up confusing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exit?
Yeah.
Okay. I do think the other one that's permitted by right there in the industrial category, craftsmen's and contractors shop, I do see that being a good fit.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just that one with the data processing centers.
Because typically the building has nothing to do with whatever they're doing for work. It's basically a warehouse for material or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the facade could be anything.
Yeah. So I guess I'll go down to E now, the public and institutional, and cemetery. So there's nothing for, you know, cemetery. Obviously, this, you know, there is a cemetery that exists in the area.
We're not going to get rid of it.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't envision probably that another cemetery would appear. But, you know, it's just interesting that doesn't, it's not, cemeteries aren't addressed at all. Cemeteries are kind of a feature of of a rural village center in New Hampshire, and often, you know, serve as nicely landscaped green space. Mm-hmm.
But I think we've got a pretty big chunk right here.
You do, but
you're probably not looking to expand upon that in the critical, in a very, you know, important little area. I don't know. That would be my. I mean, we've got how many cemeteries we got in town anyway? Like five.
I
don't see any revenue coming from that.
Yeah, I don't.
Lisa.
I don't think.
Wow, you're high.
Lisa,
you're high. You're cold.
So if you would have to put a P because we do have that.
Well,
no, it's already with your grandfather because it's already there.
I think because it's probably in there because you included church and other places of worship, and cemetery kind of goes along with that.
I leave it out.
It's not that you're really looking for expansion, it's just it's there because it's right here already.
I leave it out because there is a lot of room for expansion in the current cemetery.
Yeah.
You think there's enough that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just leave it as. Okay.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to reconcile the fact that there already is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the and then the, you know, public or private schools being an S, which is
by special exception.
Special exception.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a village center like this is the ideal place to have a school. It's probably the best place to have a school. You know, you want a school where kids can walk to or bike to, you know, that's in a village center. So, you know, I would think that, you know, if you're going to, public schools are not, you know, this category is not permitted by right in any zone. Mm-hmm. It's all special exceptions in every other zone in town, except for LI2. If you were going to have any zone in town where a school would be permitted by right, it's probably this one. I mean, this is, you know, kind of the village center.
And square footage footprint is not going to allow a huge.
Yeah, we're not going to build another public school.
Correct.
In this area. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Right, and I recognize that, you know, towns are generally have some exemptions from.
But the thing is though is that if we wound up doing another public school, it probably wouldn't be in this location because you'd need more room than what
the
we actually could have.
The space just wouldn't allow it.
But no, I think
small
having the
private.
I think the
correct.
Private. Yeah, I think just.
But our footprint, square foot footprint already addresses a lot of that. It's not going to be huge.
True. Yeah, so I suppose we could use it in because it's just not going to, it's not going to matter.
Correct.
Yeah, it's your choice. It's just a school really is kind of a feature of a
private. But private, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is lumped together, so it's public or private is the way it's listed in the use table.
Yeah. And it's by special exemption anyways.
Yeah, I would almost...
Are you suggesting, not to interrupt, but to leave it as special exception?
I would say, I would say if you're going to have it be a P anywhere in town, this is the place.
So get rid of the special exception, that should be allowed.
And that would address your feeling about whether we have to go through any rigmarole.
Right.
That we could avoid that.
Correct.
I think we're probably looking at something like a dance studio or a dance school or something like that, you know.
Which is, would be fine.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at a small footprint.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So get rid of the special exception?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make it a P.
And do it a P.
Yep, good catch.
And those are the items that I had flagged. I think everything else here that I went through generally makes sense, I think, on the, you know, I'm thinking of it in the context of a rural New England village. And the other uses here, you know, are in line with that. Library, museum, daycare center, social club of a nonprofit organization, farmer's market. I mean, those are all types of uses that you would see. So I guess at this point I would ask the board, I mean, we just went through the items that I had flagged. Do you see anything as you look at this use table that you think needs to be tweaked?
Some of these did change from when we did look at them back a couple of years ago too, and I just wanted to make sure that we addressed those because one of them was, because we got rid of that one. There was one about telecommunication facilities and towers and things like that.
With the radio and television.
Right.
Tower. It's under, communications and utilities.
Right, and that's...
Number two, radio or television tower?
Yeah, and we deleted that because there was a question on that when we discussed it back a while ago.
I wouldn't be against that.
That wouldn't fall into our height restrictions anyways, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because that would have to be going to ZBA too, because it's definitely over height.
Right.
So if they came in and wanted to do something, it would go to ZBA, not us. Okay.
Or do you want to put it as an S there?
Do we want to even bother having it in there? Do you want to have a radio television tower in here, in the village district?
Well, we do have a problem with radio dispatch for our emergency services. Mm-hmm. And if we ever wanted to put a tower so that we could have our police talk to Rockingham or fire, then if somebody put it, we'd have to have it in the plan saying we could have it.
Yeah, we could do it. The communications now is really good because there's repeaters and all the fire trucks and things like that, but it probably would be a good idea to keep it in there as a special exception.
But we also have the home base. That's really not on any of a town tower.
Right, right.
So if we ever wanted to erect one for the town, then we would have
to. But it wouldn't be a stand free. It would be either at the firehouse or the PD, correct?
Right. You're not just going to put it anywhere.
Correct.
You tuck it in
somewhere
next to it.
It would be a separate building,
but it's within the four corners.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably should, because even if at some point in time the town decides to go to a different public service or public safety complex, you know, who knows whether it's going to be down here, whether it's going to be somewhere else.
I doubt the real estate doesn't accommodate it.
It's not going to be down here.
Right.
No, because it's built on cinders. But yeah, I think that's a good idea to put it in as a special exception.
Okay.
Anybody?
And it would actually help us with the emergency planning, too.
Yeah. And still, it's just going to have to come before the board, and it's going to make it look reasonable. You don't want to have a, 600-foot tower, but...
Okay.
Okay, I'll put it in as S.
Special exception.
Yeah.
You give us a new copy.
That's still under the public institutional?
Yeah, so that's really the next step here.
Communication and utilities.
I'm gonna put together a revised version of this based on everything that we talked about 2 weeks ago and everything that we talked about today. And it'll kind of be version... I'll use this as a starting point, and I'll amend it as we've discussed in the last two meetings, and there'll be a version two of this that becomes the...
Is Nate's job to craft the verbiage to present this, or no?
I will craft some verbiage.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's going to kind of be a collaborative effort, but I think that if he starts it,
I will give you all a draft.
And we can tweak it from there.
And you can, exactly, that's right.
You have a copy of our zoning ordinances.
I do.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
So if you, when we start to look at that, if we can keep it consistent with what already has been looked at in conditional use permits, I think we'll be in.
And I think that's really probably the next step in this process is to put, you know, to kind of compile all of this into version two of this, make sure that everybody agrees with that version two, and then we take that version two and use that as the basis of the build out analysis.
Good. Okay. Good. Anything else?
No, any other items on the use table that anybody has a burning desire to tackle tonight, or did we cover?
I don't think we did it.
Yeah, I think that's
good. We get that flexibility built in there.
Yeah, I've got a big note for that.
I definitely think that's important.
Just for the public that's here, I just want you to know that we aren't really taking any public comments tonight. This meeting is just, meeting is just a work session for us to try to get to a good starting point that we can develop something that we can then get more public input on. We've had the meeting 2 weeks ago to try to get some of the situations set up. This meeting is starting to get to the point where we've got some definite things in here that we can start to look at. And once we have a good plan, then the plan is to have probably a number of public hearings where we get input from the people, especially the people who will be affected by it directly, and also by the rest of the town to make sure that we're on track with the vision for the master plan that was accepted in 2017. So.
Any other questions?
Sure. Yep.
What's this
Nate? I'm sorry. That's a great question. This is Nate Miller. Nate Miller is from Southern New Hampshire Regional Planning Commission.
Yep. Yep.
What's your name?
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Dennis Van Dinter.
Okay. Southern New Hampshire Planning is the planning agency for us in the region, and what we've developed. Southern New Hampshire gave us a proposal to get the work on this done. It's been sitting around for about a year and a half or 2 years now, so we can move forward and basically implement this portion of the master plan.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, great question. I'm sorry, I should have introduced him to everybody.
I was hoping it would be your lawyer, because you're going to need him for the next meeting.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions? All right. That's it. Then I accept the motion to.
Can I just ask when should we target? It's helpful for me to have a date to be able to get
sooner than later.
Yeah.
Well, so, I kind of put it back on you. When do you think you'd have something that we could start taking a look at?
We are today, the first week of June. Could we do early July? I think four weeks would be good on my end. July is going to be a pretty busy month.
Do we have a meeting on the 3rd?
Yeah. Can't do anything on the 3rd.
So.
No.
What'd you say, please?
We're full on the 3rd.
Okay.
Can't do a 6 o'clock again? Or nobody likes 6. Lisa doesn't like 6.
What's the next one?
Let me just go get my calendar for a second.
Some of us aren't retired.
I got 2 jobs in school, but that's okay, guys. Yeah.
Wow. Nice being you.
Busy lady.
Busy.
So it's either the 3rd or the 17th.
No, right.
Then it's July, then it's August, then it's September. Then right. Before you know it, it's town meeting.
Can we make a recording of the tape if she's not here? Can we still have a work session without Lisa?
Yeah, because I took notes.
Yeah.
And she can leave the information.
Well, Brian, let's do the same thing. The 6 o'clock, when we look, we were pretty fast.
I just like to, you know, I don't know, I don't want to be pushy, but I'd like to stay on track and keep going.
I agree with Brian.
The longer we drag this out, the worse it's going
to
get.
I'd like to have it so that we could start having public meetings and public hearings in August.
That sounds fun.
Because I'd like to wrap this up, because we have things to deal with ordinances that we have to update, and we need to start that in September, not the last.
We need to start it before September.
Yeah.
We do have something for the 3rd, and if people are going to be here because it is July 3rd, then I say yes. But if there's more people than not that are not going to be here because of the holiday, I said it's not worth scheduling that if people aren't going to be here.
Right.
So that's up to you guys if you're gonna be around, if you.
I'll be here.
Know you'll be in town.
I'll be in town.
I'm in town. Mark, you're in town. Brian, you in town? Rudy, what about you?
I believe I am.
Then if you wanna do a 6 o'clock, that.
And we decided, if you can't make it, then we can work around it.
I forgot about this, I'm really sorry. My alarm didn't go off till six telling me I was supposed to be here. So I apologize for that.
But no, but if you can't do that, at least, that's fine.
No, but if 6 o'clock is okay with you, I can do that and I can schedule that right here. 6 to 7 work session.
Because you said we already have stuff on it too, correct?
We have a minor sub at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for July 3rd, I will put together version 2, based on what we've talked about for the last two work sessions.
And any preliminary verbiage too?
Oh yeah. Okay. Version 2 will have all the preliminary verbiage.
Perfect.
Yeah, excellent.
I'll use this as a starting point and yep. I will modify it and tweak it and add to it and subtract from it as we've talked about for the last 2 weeks and as part of that we'll develop that verbiage.
Perfect. Is an hour okay, or do you guys want to start at 5 if we could and do a 2-hour?
I think we can.
An hour probably keeps us on track.
Works. Yeah.
2 hours, we probably gab too much.
Okay. We don't have anything. We don't have anything scheduled for the 17th right now, for ZRC or the planning board. So if you wanted to do another, you know, we could do either 6 o'clock or we could just do 7 o'clock and do 7. You know, to 8, and then if we get anything for the 17th, we could put them.
Well, after you give us a second, we're not going to.
We can at least hold. We can maybe hold the 17th, right. Just
sure,
in
yeah,
case.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you want to do a 6 o'clock, or do you want to do the 7, and we can make the 17th a work session?
It all depends on what you get in the meantime, right?
Right.
Could you possibly get stuff on your agenda in the meantime?
I could. I have a week.
Keep it at
6 o'clock. Let's tentatively put it at 6 o'clock. If we don't have it, we can cancel it.
6 to 7 work session?
Yep. July 3rd at 6 is a definite.
Yep. Yep.
And July 17th is a, we'll pencil it in.
Yep. Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. It'll be a hold.
And we'll decide on the 3rd whether or not we need the 17th.
Right. And then, if you can get us any information ahead of time.
Yes, I'll do my best to do that.
We can review it so that obviously if we have it, it's better for us to be prepared with questions in front of
this
stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right, very good.
Yes,
you can have my notes.
You don't need these?
Nope. I kept them for you.
Thanks, I
appreciate
it.
Awesome, thank you.
No problem. All right, thank you, Nate. All right, anything else? All right, if that's the case, a motion for adjournment would be appropriate.
Make a motion.
Adjourn. Second. Mark, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay.
Have a good meeting, guys.